Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by The Friend Letter. You want to save money and feel better about your spending? The Friend Letter is like a text from your best friend in your inbox 3 times a week with roundups of savings tips and practical strategies to control your spending. Get The Friend Letter now and start having fun on a budget. Learn more about The Friend Letter at frugalfriendspodcast.com. Hey, Arielle here. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. Let's get you started on some podcast recommendations. Last week, our theme was American education. Our curator was Charles Fournier, creator of the podcast Those Who Can't Teach Anymore. We listened to a bunch of great podcasts about the state of public education in the U.S. And this theme really resonated with you, it seems. I got 12 replies to our newsletter in my inbox from former teachers and from current teachers. Here are the podcasts that Charles recommended. The Modern West, Nice White Parents, Those Who Can't Teach Anymore, Sold a Story, and the Teacher Career Coach podcast. Thank you to Charles for curating that list for us. We will link to all of those podcasts in the show notes in case you missed it. On to this week's recommendations. Our theme is called Blockbuster Podcasts for Summer. Our curator is Ryan Pack, co-host of Soundtrack Your Life. You might recognize Ryan's voice in just a moment because he's previously guest hosted our podcast. So welcome back to the show, Ryan. In just a few moments, you will hear from him about why he selected these podcast recommendations. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight podcast pick, Rough Translation, Love Commandos, the new and final season of Rough Translation from NPR. We actually have a voice clip from Gregory Warner, host of Rough Translation, to tell us about the latest season. Then we'll share a fiction podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and tidbits before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now let's get to Ryan's podcast recommendations for the theme Blockbuster Podcasts for Summer.
Hi, Earbuds listeners. I'm Ryan Pack, and I host Soundtrack Your Life alongside Nicole Barlow and Brandis Wilson. Soundtrack Your Life is a podcast where we interview a guest about a soundtrack that they feel a personal connection to. For this week's theme, I've picked Blockbuster Podcasts for Summer. These are some of my favorite episodes from my favorite film and music podcasts that you can blast in your car or listen to on your headphones while you're enjoying some sun. The summer of 2023 will be known for Barbenheimer, so let's kick off this week's list with an episode from Piecing It Together on the 2023 Greta Gerwig film Barbie. Piecing It Together is a podcast where host David Rosen and a guest or guests identify other films that have influenced the film being discussed. For this episode, David welcomes singer-songwriter Tara Giancaspro and Gina Mazzoni to talk about the movie that is definitely dominating pop culture. For our second episode, I've chosen the podcast This is the Greatest Song I've Ever Heard in My Entire Life, Episode 2. Mitski Learned How to Sing from Always Be My Baby. Mitski was nominated for Best Original Song this year at the Oscars with a contribution to the song This Is a Life from Everything Everywhere All at Once with David Byrne. This summer, she has returned with the new single Bug Like an Angel from her forthcoming album The Land is Inhospitable and So Are We. On this episode of This Is the Greatest Song I've Ever Heard in My Entire Life, Scott Interante interviews Mitski about the Mariah Carey song Always Be My Baby and how it has influenced her as a singer. For our third episode, it's an episode of Soundtrack Your Life, Dirty Dancing with Rachel Brodsky. My co-host Nicole and I had the pleasure of talking with pop culture writer Rachel Brodsky, who now has a soundtrack-related podcast of her own called In Sync. She chose the Dirty Dancing soundtrack for her episode and explains why the movie and soundtrack resonated with her from a very early age. We do a deep dive into one of the best-selling soundtracks of all time with her. For my fourth pick, When Cinephiles Attack, Happy Gilmore. When Cinephiles Attack is when four friends, Rashawn, Mella, Josh, and Lacey, get together, and they discuss a film that one of them has chosen for the episode. In this episode, they discuss the comedy classic Happy Gilmore, and just like the movie, this episode is full of funny. Each Cinephiles Attack episode ends with a game, and it's fun to hear them go head-to-head with each other. And for my last pick, Self-Evident Asian American Stories, The episode is Say Goodbye to Yesterday. I'm not even a big ska fan, but Mike Park is revered among myself and so many other Asian American musicians. I have a soft spot for his band's Ganking Pickle, and I once had dreams of releasing music on Park's Asian Man Records. Not only is it great to hear an interview with Mike, but he explains why ska has always been associated with the anti-racism movement. Music and film have been so integral in my life, and I hope that one of these episodes piques your interest. Soundtrack Your Life will be back August 14th with a new episode on Beautiful Girls with Brad from the Pop Culture Yearbook podcast.
Thank you to Ryan for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Ryan's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can start listening right away. You can also find them on the Earbuds website, earbuds.audio. And did you know that you can be a curator of our newsletter too? We have a link in the show notes as well as in every issue of our newsletter. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of the newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting the new season of Rough Translation, which is called Love Commandos. Here's Gregory Warner, host of the show, to tell us what to expect this season.
Hey, I'm Gregory Warner, host of Rough Translation, and we are so excited to have been selected as the spotlight pick for Earbuds this week. Let me tell you about our show. Rough Translation takes you around the world with stories that are immersive and cinematic and try to walk in someone else's shoes. Our latest season, which is our final season on NPR, you're not going to want to miss this, is about a mysterious group in India that will protect you if you want to get married without your parents' permission. But at what cost? And what will you have to sacrifice to be with the one you love? These are the questions that these couples must reckon with. These episodes were produced and reported by an international team in India and in the United States. And if you've ever wrestled with the question of love versus family in your own life, or you just want to hear a true crime saga that is stranger than any Bollywood thriller, check this out. Listen to Love Commandos on Rough Translation, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you to Gregory for sending in that voice clip. And I'm just going to speak off my script for a second here to say that Rough Translation is one of my favorite shows, and I'm really sad that it's ending. I've been listening since 2017, and I highly recommend that if you have not listened to it, you have a huge back catalog to listen to. And if you have listened and you're going to miss it as much as me, I'd love to hear from you. Okay, that's it for me off script. Back to the show. This week's theme of Blockbuster Podcast pairs well with The Flash, Escape the Midnight Circus. Barry Allen is at the height of his powers and fame, but when being the Flash forces him to let his friends down, Barry figures he can use the Speed Force to go back in time and set things right. But something goes wrong and Barry tumbles into a new dimension. That is our fiction podcast pairing of the week, brought to us by our friends at Realm Media. Learn more about them at realm.fm and find the show linked in our show notes. And to close out the show, let's get to some podcast news and tidbits. This week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell shares a link to her recent article for Lifehacker on 12 ocean disaster podcasts that will ruin your beach vacation. Expect titles such as the Shark Week podcast, Outlaw Ocean, Ship Hit the Fan, and more. Of course, this is an aptly timed list for summer and for Shark Week. We will link to it in the show notes. Next, Shelterwood, a suburban gothic, is a queer horror podcast about grief, denial, and the American dream, and it's crowdfunding through August. We will link to that crowdfunding campaign. Next, in low light drama podcast, meet the human and not so human residents of Lower Lee as its dark past is clawed from the ground. In this northern English town, the neighbors struggle with deranged mims to uncover the truth about their seemingly ordinary community. And when one of the storytellers of Lower Lee is found dead, the other storyteller, Eric, is left alone to tackle the resulting storm. And last, what are James Cridlin and company covering in Pod News this week? We've got stories on Spotify financials and metrics and U.S. podcast consumption habits. Read more about these stories by going to podnews.net and make sure to subscribe to the newsletter there. That's it for this week. Thank you for hitting play on this episode. Now go and listen to some more podcast episodes and let us know how you enjoyed these recommendations by leaving us a review wherever it is that you're listening to this show. Happy listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.